Long-suffering toward ourselves or others is the understanding that it takes time to grow and the resulting attitude of forgiveness. Colossians 3, verses 12 and 13.
Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
This connects long-suffering and forbearing one another. It connects a number of different things together, but long-suffering and forbearance, to have that ability to wait and give the other person time instead of being real right now, right now, right now. God has been very long-suffering toward each of us. And we need to grow this long-suffering toward ourselves and others. 1 Timothy 1:15 and 16.
This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long-suffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting.
This shows some extra long-suffering being used in Paul's case, because he was sort of a new challenge for the early church, and it was going to take a little bit longer for him to get that worked around, and then the early church kind of get it speed up and be able to help other entities in similar cases get through the process. And also 2 Peter 3, verses 9 and 15.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you.
This is good because it shows some people might judge God to be slack. Well, he's just not going to do it. He's never going to fulfill his promise. What our spirits judge is God being slack and he's never going to get around to it. Maybe God being long-suffering and not giving something a short chop and a quick cut that's got to be done now, but he's a little more long-suffering than our impatient, intemperate, short-suffering evil spirits are. And to account that the long-suffering of God is salvation, and to always bear that in mind, that were it not for God's long-suffering, none of us would have survived. Toward others, long-suffering realizes the condition of growth someone else is in and does not expect them to grow faster than we have grown. 2 Corinthians 6, verses 4 and 6.
But in all things are proving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned.
2 Timothy 4, 2.
Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine.
It's part of our preaching. It's part of our helping people grow is to have long-suffering. Not just, well, I said it once, did you get it? And Proverbs 25:15.
By long-forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone.
This shows that by long-suffering, a prince is persuaded. If we're willing to work long with someone and hang in there and go over it another time or another time, then he may be able to, I believe the last half of that has to do with overcoming some laws that he's got in his mind to be able to bring his understanding up. Toward ourselves, long-suffering can help us fight self-blame, guilt, personal, and unforgiving spirits that hit us when we realize spirits have worked, and make us better able to forgive ourselves and be more aware that it will take time for us to grow. It's not being hard on ourselves, but having the perspective to know it's going to take time and we will overcome it. Long-suffering is also needed when we battle pressure spirits and impatient evil spirits that want things done now. These spirits do not want us to realize that whatever task we are doing is a process. Related to this, long-suffering helps us fight perfection spirits that want us to do things perfectly the first time, rather than allowing us the time to grow to perfection or to perfect things through a process of stages. Both pressure and perfection spirits want us to give up and escape, rather than suffer long and see the work through by getting on a schedule and doing it a little at a time. Long-suffering will help us put any long or large project into perspective, to know it will take time and it will be a process to get it completed. 1 Peter 3:20.
Which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water.
Just in the natural here was, amen, maybe the sons helped him on part of the building, so maybe we've got four people doing building, but they're building a boat big enough for many humans and many, many, many animals and all the food and provisions. That wasn't a, God told him on Tuesday and he had it ready Wednesday. God had long suffering while Noah was working on getting that boat built. We need to get a boat built in our mind. God's going to have long suffering on us while we're getting it built in our own mind.